Jeff's got the
OC.
That's who said.
Brian, can you give me proxy?
I know him real well, no.
We don't want any of his type up here. Golly, I can only imagine. I had a moment to think about that. All right, we will call to meeting. Call to order. The meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation Regular Meeting Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, November 10th, 2010. It is 6:03. Please turn your cell phones off. Which I probably ought to do that for myself. And I would like to have a motion for approval of the agenda for the November 10th, 2010 regular meeting with the revised agenda, I believe it is.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. All in favor, or discussion, hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the October 6, 2010 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, Exhibit A.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion, hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Communication from the audience. No one had signed up as of a couple minutes ago. Margaret, do you want to talk or anything? No? Didn't know?
Do you want to take questions, Margaret? Because we have...
I tell her to be quiet. Hearing none, we'll go to unfinished business. Any from your perspective? I have none. New business, academic achievement. Dr. Killian.
Couple things. One at your place is the AYP category we have received. And we are happy to report we met AYP in all categories, 23 categories for all of our schools, all of our students. So I wanted to emphasize that. And then also Monday, we were invited to the Department of Education, and 9 schools were recognized for student growth. And we were one of those 9. We had a little over 43% growth in language arts and a little over 57% growth in math. Appreciated Kim Bowers and Margaret Shufardu traveling with us to that ceremony. And it is a credit to our staff. It's a credit to our students, student body, our parents, community engagement. And that's what we try to emphasize at the ceremony. And so this is the first of its kind, and we were very pleased to be honored. And so I just want to keep academic achievement that focus, as we heard from our executive session last week, keep that on the forefront. And so I just wanted to celebrate those two things and say well done to our staff and to our students and to our community.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll move on to strategic plan first reading. And basically, this is the document you received was the proposed strategic plan. And the idea is as much today as to, we can certainly have some very brief discussion about it, but the time also will be to really spend over the next 3 weeks prior to our meeting, I guess, on December the 8th, or be 4 weeks from now, to really come back and look at this further, possibly the work session, or however we decide to go about doing that. But any initial comment or discussion? There really isn't the first reading. There is no motion needed.
I know the strategic plan team put in an awful lot of work on this.
Yes, they did.
And but I do think a work session would be appropriate.
Yes.
For this. Mm-hmm. That's my suggestion.
Okay. I think a particular note. Hello there. It's just also some of the. Materials in the back, mainly the action plans that I think need to be looked at closely. Some of the things that have already been done, and some of the things that are certainly in the offing. And I know that even in our last meeting at the ALGI room, that we kind of put some of the final pieces of that together. But I do think we can certainly get this looked at here in the next period of time. We're on strategic plan, just talking about the first reading motion.
Thank you, and I apologize.
And you'll need to identify a work session.
Thanks.
Whatever the date.
Right, we have an issue also with the evaluation time too, so we'll talk about that.
Okay, so we'll get a date working through email, is that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the one issue would be, we can, is this, that December 8th is our next meeting. We had also evaluate, superintendent evaluation work sessions, or actually executive session on that, and that, I heard from Whit about a conflict for him, so we need to find another date. So we need to, we'll figure something out here in the near term. I know it's extremely busy time of year, so we'll try to get that to accommodate everyone. Okay. Anything else on a strategic plan first reading? I would echo Diane's comments that the group put a lot of work into it, and Janet certainly also from a leadership standpoint really put a great deal into it. Building rental revision first reading, Exhibit C. Dr. Killian.
We've been working on revising about a 15-year-old rental policy. The original had very low amounts, if any, for electricity, custodial maintenance. And so Larry and his staff have been working really hard on this, and we're just, again, presenting this to you as a first reading to look at. Diane called this afternoon and had a couple of questions that we can do some clarification on with regards to how the categories work, and adding some clarification qualifiers to those classifications, such as saying this is a maximum charge. What we try to do is create a flexible chart, because you're never going to have in concrete every situation that comes forward for renting a facility. And so we try to create a document that would give us a little flexibility in what we would charge particular groups, especially if they're helping our school district out, or if they're non-for-profits like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, etc. And so we wanted to have a little flexibility in that, and we'll add some qualifiers to those to those documents moving forward.
So is this board policy or administrative?
It'd be a procedures administrative.
Okay, because we have a board policy on facility usage. How does that agree with this?
The board, the policy says the director of facilities oversees the building rentals and the building facilities. Okay. And so I can bring to you that specific policy, but what this is the everyday operating procedures, how we make decisions and how we rent.
So it doesn't seem to be in conflict.
Correct. Okay. The conflict we've had.
Ken made sure he was the one.
The conflict we've had is the board policy says that the director of facilities oversees building rental, and I don't know how it slided into the schools making those decisions. But since I've been here, that's what's been going on. The schools make the decisions of the building rentals, and the board policy says it's the director of facilities. So we're cleaning all of that up, and this is a procedural way to do that.
I just had a question. The third page, it describes the classes of organizations requesting facility usage and how they will be charged.
Yes.
And so under classes 3 and 4 in particular, it describes not-profit organizations and private for-profit organizations. And under class 4, it gives an example, Red Storm and Relay for Life.
Yes.
Are those considered profit, for-profit organizations?
The way that we take it, yes. It's a profit. You know, they are making a profit on that particular function. Larry, is that the way you take it?
That was a big discussion when it happened.
We have a separate contract with Red Storm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a separate contract supersedes, of course.
Okay.
You know, if we do something that's long term, and that contract builds into what specifically that they will pay, that of course supersedes this this procedure.
Well, the rates that would be assigned to something, even if it's long term, would have to be sort of in line with these charges, wouldn't they? I mean, if these are generated based on necessary expenses, you know, what it really costs to run the lights and clean the facility, then that would apply no matter who's using it, right?
We hope so. Again, you get into situations where I don't think you can have absolute concrete, this is how much you're going to charge every hour, because if you're going to get a long-term commitment, it makes more sense for us to be able to have some flexibility in those rates, especially if we might, in the contract, they say they're going to take care of the custodial.
I see.
You know, you have to have some flexibility in the procedure.
And Brad, when this all came up, the Red Storm business was a confusing aspect of using the. It's not an organization such as Boys Club. It's something specific for West Lafayette Kids, I think.
Yeah.
And that was the difference, in that it wasn't one of those charitable organizations, but another kind. And
Wonderful Weekdays is another example.
Yeah.
We will have a contract with them.
You know, and going with what Brad said, perhaps it shouldn't say specifically Red Storm, but a description of that type of activity. What do you think about that, Alan?
I think it's used as an example. I don't know. I'm not going to have a huge issue with that.
Yeah, I'm just coming from a
generic.
From a business standpoint, I can tell you that Red Storm and Relay for Life are not for-profit entities. They're not-for-profit entities, so there's some confusion in the terminology.
Yeah.
They're not designed to generate profit for the business.
Well, the question is, are they 503C?
Yeah.
And we don't have a 503C paperwork from Red Storm saying that, because that's, to us, if we're going to get into semantics, okay, I have to have specific IRS requirements to say if they're for profit or not for profit.
Okay.
And if they don't give us a 503C, then I don't think, even, you know, they can come and say that they're not for profit all day long, but they got to be willing to give us a 503C to support that.
Could we just clarify it with the 503C, but saying private organization?
I was just going to say that profit or not
for profit doesn't matter. It's a private organization.
That's really the issue.
Yeah.
I think that makes some sense.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on this at all?
We can deal with that.
Larry, do you have anything?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say, by doing this, what I was trying to do was have this consistent throughout the buildings. We had the buildings that were doing the charging and do the renting and all that kind of stuff, and I found out that different buildings do a completely different rate,
right,
and they charge different rates, and
they do.
Everybody was calling me and saying, why is my rate this at this building and my rate is this at this building? I'm saying, I don't know. When I got reading the policy, it comes under my jurisdiction, and I thought, I better get a handle on this. So that's what we're trying to do. And the flexibility in the groups is because sometimes there's groups that want to use our building that's good for kids, and I don't want to have to charge them that kind of rate. So we would reduce the rate a little bit to let them use our building, because there's really not that much cost sometimes, depending on the group. Now, the other example to that is when people use our pool, and we're only charging about one-third of what it cost us for them to use their pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy to me. We shouldn't have to pay for them to use our pool.
Do we still have, what is it, Boilermaker? What is that thing?
Aquatics.
Yeah, Aquatics.
Yes, we do. We just got their form.
Okay. Do they have a separate contract, sort of like Red Storm does? Or
have I haven't seen a separate
they contract. Don't.
They're strictly on a facility usage basis.
But after this, they may want to do a contract.
They may.
Well, we ought to, because it's
sure.
Yeah, we should. Okay.
Okay. Is the cost for the pool that you have line item on here, that it seems like a pool would be more expensive to run than the auditorium or the gym on an hourly basis, yeah.
That's because of the chemicals in the pool. That's based on bathing load in the pool. We add more chemicals.
I thought it would be more expensive to rent it by the hour than what you've charged based on, you know, charging for the gym $50 an hour and the auditorium's $50 an hour. It seemed like it'd be more expensive to run the pool on an hourly basis.
Well, it could be, depending on the people that are using it. But see, if I set it in stone that it's going to be more money, then we get a kid-orientated group that wants to use it, we can't reduce that on that.
I see.
So that's why I'm putting the flexibility in there.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's also cleaning.
I think so. Is it? Yeah, it's all okay.
That makes sense.
The point is, maybe for the swimming pool, there should be a higher maximum.
The auditorium is because of the lighting, the special lighting. Yeah. A lot of people want to use that.
Makes sense. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Diane.
No, I was just wondering if perhaps the pool price, and still allowing it to remain flexible, raise it a little bit. Because, like Brian said, it's probably more expensive overall to rent the pool. So raise that price a little bit, but that doesn't prohibit you from being flexible with it. I mean, and tonight, you know.
That's a good point.
You know that, and I don't. So that's just an idea.
How soon would these go into effect, though?
We are trying to get this cleaned up and on the books by January 1. We're hoping to do that. If we can move it forward, and that's why we started now. We started a teacher discussion last month. We'll have it again this month. Bring this back to you in December with the cleanups based upon questions, comments, suggestions, and we'd like to try to get this going by January 1.
So does this mean that the groups, like ones that are using Birdsfield, or just all of the schedules will go to... You're the master scheduler then?
Yes.
Okay.
It all runs through me now.
Well, that would probably...
My office.
Clear up some of the... Because I know there's been confusion.
Are you in charge?
Again, we're just following the board policy.
Yeah.
Director of Facilities oversees it. Unless the board decides to change it.
Would you like to be in charge of it?
No.
Okay, on to Common School Fund, Dr. Killian.
Happy to report that we qualified for another, or received another Common School Fund loan. That, again, that's for technology. And as a reminder, what happens is that we get that advancement. It's less, it's about around 1%, just a tad under, for the total payback, and it's $38,560. And then what happens is that's paid out of debt service eventually. So we save CPF funding, we get money in advance for technology, and it does help the tech guys. Since I've been here, we've captured almost $300,000 in Common School Fund advancements. And I think Zach and the other tech specialists would say it's been real helpful to have that additional revenue to do some things, especially in light of circuit breakers and outsourcing that's been going on. So it has given us a little bit of help. So I'm asking the board's approval to accept that. And the second piece of that is another Common School Fund loan application process is now started. And I'd like to request permission to apply again.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter. Second by Mrs. Roush.
I like that interest rate, Brad.
Yeah. Discussion.
The price is right.
Yeah. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Acceptance of grants. Title I DOE.
Yes. We have two grants that our staff have worked hard on. Tim Bowers oversees our Title I. Sally and Judy, Kim and actually Ross, have worked real hard on Title I. And Kim and Judy and Sally worked extremely hard on Title III. And so we have these two title grants that we'd like to ask the board to accept. $172,868.55 for Title I and $16,380 for Title III.
Move approval.
By Mrs. Roush.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Discussion.
Oh, just thank you for all the work. Was this the one you were working on that one day? I know it is an unbelievable process to apply for grants. So thank you.
You're earning that high salary that you get.
Title III had to jump through a lot of hoops this year.
Oh boy, I heard just a few of them, and I had to
the office.
We can tie those both together, and then we have in the motion I making that leap of here. Any additional discussion? I'm jumping all over the place.
That's okay.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion carries. If no one said no. So we'll go on to Rocky's professional leave request.
Chamber of Commerce has asked if I would accompany them to Washington, D.C. to deliver a white paper on topics of education to our legislators and those that represent us in public education at the federal level. And thought about it. A couple of years ago, I did that. It went really well. We actually were able to get a couple of things accomplished. And so I thought this year might be another good opportunity to do that. And I would like to request permission to be able to travel with the Chamber to Washington, D.C. to meet with our federal folks and deliver the request that we have in Tippecanoe County for education, public education in our county and the state of Indiana.
So moved. Second.
Mrs. Sauter, second by Mrs. Ryan.
The chamber does a really good job. They take a big group, and it's fast-paced, but very, very productive, I think, a lot accomplished. So I think that's a really great opportunity.
Have you been on this?
No, just part of the chain. When they come back for Third House, they give us a report of who they talked to and what they got accomplished. And it's pretty substantial. So it's well worth it.
So I was just out of curiosity. So the airfare, would we be picking that up?
Yeah, airfare, hotel.
Okay.
And the food costs.
Okay.
Last time I think it was about around $700-$800 in that realm.
Okay.
But you need to be around some, it just gets a good opportunity. Gets us on the radar.
Any additional discussion? All in favor of allowing Rocky to go to Washington? Please say aye.
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 Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Education Week proclamations. Dr. Killian?
At your place is a proclamation. We've tried to do this each year. I think maybe I missed it last year because we were working on something. Don't really remember what that was. Specifically, Education Week, November 15th through the 19th. Might be actually that whole week, but when we're in session, 15th through the 19th. And I would just like to encourage the board to consider this proclamation, and we all sign it and post that into our buildings, again, affirming what our staff and do every day effectively, and also our food service will be putting some goodies in the staff lounge throughout the week to just say thank you to everyone. I did try again to secure some turkeys and other things like we have in the past, but the economy's a little tough right now to get donations.
Good try.
I really tried.
Oh, so moved.
Yeah, moved by Mrs. Sauter. Second by Mrs. Springer. Any additional discussion?
Discussion. I just have a question. Where does the wording for this come from? Does it come from the state or something?
I found this proclamation in the federal brochure on education.
Okay. That's all. Well, no, it's just that I think we've updated this in the past to be more in aligned with librarians are no longer librarians, they're media specialists, that's all. And it has nothing to do with anything, but that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
That's all true.
You can make a couple minor changes to that. Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion carries. Outsourcing executive summary.
Yes, as we've talked going through the referendum and now post-referendum, one of the things I think would be wise for us to do is to start diminishing outsourcing for custodial maintenance. So that's what we, of course, have been doing to save general fund. But now that circuit breakers are kicking in to diminish CPF and debt service, I think we have the potential to start moving our custodial maintenance group back into West Lafayette Community Schools. I think it would be a good morale. I also think it would be very wise use of resources, especially for CPF. CPF is meant to help us with building maintenance, and as Larry and his staff could attest, our building maintenance has been, a lot of things have been put on hold because we're outsourcing that money for custodial maintenance. Since I've been here, several custodians and maintenance people have asked, you know, we would love to be a part of West Lafayette Community Schools once again. And so I think this is an opportune time for us to start that process. So I just wanted to present that and see what the board's thoughts might be on that, to move forward with that concept. And between now and hopefully July 1, really gear that up so by July 1 we are have diminished outsourcing and we're protecting CPF to use for technology, building maintenance, etc.
Okay. Any additional on that?
And let me say this, it was the right thing to do when you had to do it.
Yeah.
Because your backs were against the wall and you saved general fund. Now that we have the referendum in place and we're doing some other things to save dollars, I think it's time for us to reconsider that. And we'll save some fees as well. Outsourcing also costs some fees. Mm-hmm. And for a small school district, it's very hard to have an economy of scale. If we were larger school corporation, you have more buildings, more programs. Outsourcing might give you a better bang for the buck. For a smaller school district, it's a little tougher.
Okay. All right. Let's go on to the school calendar, 2011-12 school calendar. Dr. Flynn.
At your place is the school calendar recommendation for 2011-2012. We've gone through about 8 to 10 revisions.
I'll stop.
This is actually almost the original calendar we started with, and so by the time we got through all the revisions, landed back to where we started. So,
remember when one of our patrons wanted to do the school calendar because she knew it could be done a better way. She said, this is hard.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That was still only a half day.
Yes.
That's a staff.
So that is not a school day, the 3rd?
That's not a student day. It's a contracted teacher day.
So school doesn't start till the 4th.
Right.
So it'd be till
you cannot have half days count for students unless you're over 180 full days.
I think I'm just looking at
so
number of days.
These are half days for staff.
Okay.
And what we tried to do, in discussion when we lost professional staff development, we tried to do bank time, quote unquote, for staff. And so you do half days for staff, so you might be able to capture some hours other times based upon discussion and collaboration in the building.
Thank our state superintendent for that.
So we still haven't been able to sneak any professional days back in like we used to do.
Well, the state won't allow you to do half student days unless you go above 180. And there are some contractual issues to that. Every time you add an additional contractual day, you also have to add the resources for that. And we've just not been able to do that at this point. I'm sure that that's a conversation we can have moving forward. And for right now, this is basically the calendar we've had in place for the last couple of years.
When we were strapped for money. So that, I mean, that can be something that will be addressed in the strategic planning going forward.
Negotiations, yeah. Specifically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is certainly part of the strategic plan.
Right? Part of our whole, you know, other parts of the plan as well, as far as curriculum improvements and benchmarking, all that stuff's going to need a lot of time to be put into it.
So. Yes, it will.
Okay. Is a motion for approval? By Mrs. Anderson. Second. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the school calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Group and health insurance renewal. Rocky.
Do you have a question?
Item number 8, that require a motion?
That's what I was, I don't think we did any voting.
I blew right through it. Do we need to have
we didn't vote on it. You're right.
On the outsourcing?
Well, sure.
Well, I didn't make a recommendation that we All I said, I just like to get board input.
Yeah, it just says on the.
I just like to get board input. You know, there's really nothing to approve at this point because we haven't started anything.
Well, no, in your executive summary, though, you indicate the use of the bond bank. So do you need a motion for that?
Bond bank would be under when he's ready to borrow.
Primary reason for Kinder.
Yeah, we'll have that. Yeah, that would come up in December.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Could we solve it just by moving that he moved forward with it?
Sure. Yeah, I just wanted input at this point because there's really nothing to approve because we haven't given you any information yet. And it's a mistake on the agenda. I should have caught that. But the idea is I just want you to know what we're thinking just to see what your thoughts are, because if we're going to do this, we will get aggressive in December. Ross will have to do the bond bank application. We will start enrollments for our custodial staff in insurance, because and that's part of my conversation coming up with group health insurance. And so if there isn't a real concern about us moving that direction, we're going to start the ball rolling and then bring you specifics in December. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Go on to your group health insurance.
Well, it's time to renew. Group health insurance isn't going down. Our committee has met with Richard Sutton and with Anthem, and the original insurance rate renewal was at 28%. That was at our last meeting. And so Richard has been working with Anthem, and we have a meeting Monday night, and he's believing that we're going to be down well below the 28% when we meet next Monday. So what I am asking permission for is to move forward with the renewal of our group health insurance with a flexible rate, because I'm not sure exactly where we're going to be yet, but the range is probably going to be between 17 and 28% is where we're going to end up being. And we're also going to have conversations about what we can do moving forward to see if we can get into a larger health insurance pool or other options. But we are contracted to provide health insurance or group health insurance, and so we need to continue moving forward with that. And we did put in the budget, I believe, 20%.
Okay.
We budgeted 20% for health insurance increase. So if we end up being below that, then of course we have padding. If we're above that, then we have to figure out what else to do. But so that's my recommendation, and we'll entertain questions.
Okay. Motion.
Oh, also that would include beginning the process of having our maintenance and our custodial folks starting to sign up, because they would have to get re-enrolled in our program as opposed to WBEC's program.
We got to start the open enrollment process pretty soon, because we start collecting in December the premiums, you know, for January. So, and we have the open enrollment period before our next board meeting, which I think is December 8th. So that's the reason we need the direction that we can keep moving, get people enrolled.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
This side of the tank was going to
Have any additional
question right now? The trust and the possibility of enrolling in an insurance trust would be for not this upcoming renewal, but the one after that.
It's a negotiated item, and we'd have to, through collective bargaining, agree to pursue that, and we'd have to capture the data and have presentations. The application to join a trust would start in the spring. We'd make application, and then we'd have to find out and compare what's that insurance look like compared to what we currently have, and move forward. So I think everyone's open to those options, but we just have to gather the data to do fair comparison.
How long would that process take, you know?
For a trust?
Yeah,
you
to establish it.
You wouldn't be able to get into the trust until January 1, 2012.
Yes. See, that's interesting. Processes. Did he give you some idea about their increase that the trust had this last?
Yeah, it was like 6-7%.
That's what I was thinking.
Something like that.
And basically, my understanding is 5% alone is realized due to health care reform. So that 7% increase is almost a non-event in today's market.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And they have 17 school corporations.
It is. I think there's 30 corporations in there, aren't there?
I think 17.
17, sorry.
Yeah. Steve Wittenauer is the executive director and a teacher. I forget from which school district, Mary Beth, you might, do you remember?
From Turkey Run. He's Turkey Run president.
What trust is this?
It's, you remember the...
Because I always think of ISG. I know
that. Wabash, W-V-E-C-I, Wabash Valley, something.
Arts Trust, something.
Yeah, like Logan Sports in it, that's the largest district in it, and Benton Schools, we were in it, and like Rocky said, others, kind of center in the NA area, except banks.
So 28% is a huge jump in comparison to other companies.
Well, we have a small group. Yeah. And we have very high claims. Our July or August premium to claim ratio was 145%.
Didn't you say yours was?
Is that?
Yeah, ours. We got a quote.
Oh yeah,
ours is 27%. And the city got quotes higher than that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're settling lower, but everybody's quote.
I have a little question. So this is a straight across the board renewal with no changes in coverage.
Correct.
Same deductibles, same out of pocket, same everything.
Okay. Now there are a couple options that Richard did present that he's going to bring back and let us hear. One's called Cost Plus, which actually causes us to take on a little bit more risk but can reduce the amount of the insurance premium increase. And it's the same coverage, but we are paying equally per month what the cost of the premium would be, and it's a little higher than what the renewal might be, so you have a little buffer. So, and when you get to the end, when you get to December, if you've got money left over, it comes back to you. If you don't have money left over and you owe, then you've got to pay it out of your December revenues. Did I explain that right, Ross?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think he indicated the insurance company didn't have as much margin in it, then, so they might see a little higher renewal, but there's some protection in there because you're capped a little bit of what your exposure might be.
Mm-hmm. Can you roll anything over into the fall and calendar year if it does get to be something really out of hand?
I think so. Mm-hmm. If you have a cash balance, you can roll that into
right.
Yeah.
So you could accumulate less than some cash.
It's like an HLA. Because we had looked at one of these earlier, a couple of cycles ago. I remember we talked about a plan similar to this, but they wouldn't give us back 100% of our of what we could save. Do you remember this, Mary Beth? There was a plan like this. They were giving us some of it back as sort of an incentive, but they were holding on to a certain percentage as kind of an insurance for themselves, but it was really still ours. It was kind of goofy. So this would be 100% rollback?
Yeah. Okay. Our claims always been high, consistently?
They're getting higher because as you get a veteran staff, the amount of need is getting...
We were losing our veteran staff, though. Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering.
The veteran staff can stay on till age 65 as long as they pay.
Yeah.
Many of them are doing that.
Okay.
That's Indiana code.
Mm-hmm. Post-retirement.
They're part of this too. We're tied in with our vision with Anthem, so this would also be a vision renewal. And I think Rocky said about 5% for that vision. And our Delta Dental renewal was like 4 to 5% too. I mean, that's separate, but all these would roll over for the January 1st renewal date.
Thanks, Ron.
Motion for already on the table. Any additional discussion?
And we'll bring you the actual contract in December once we know what the exact renewal rates will be.
Okay, all in favor of the group health insurance renewal window of 17 to 28%? And give me the option to negotiate that, I guess. And this is, please say aye.
Aye.
Hearing none, motion carries.
I'm sure if we can get below 17%, you will be too upset.
Yeah, we'll let you have a special meeting. Happy Hollow School, they're out of donations.
Yes, Happy Hollow School is receiving a popcorn machine valued $1,300. We'd like to thank the unions for that. West Lafayette Junior Senior High School is receiving $1,000 for the science department from the Society for Science and the Public. And so we'd like to recommend approval and acceptance of those donations.
Move approval. Mr. Marley, second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion hearing none. All, if you need discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Gary, field trips.
We have a field trip yet to go. Friday, December 3rd, the German 3 and 4 classes would like to go to Chicago. And the dance team would like to go to Mishawaka, Indiana, March 5th. And we're recommending your approval of these two field trips.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Slaughter, second by Mrs. Springer. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Information to the board. Again, I guess I will send out, if you could please check your email. And I'll send out some dates in the next couple of days. We could do this on December the, you know, we can't do the, we could do the discussion on the strategic plan on December the 8th. Mm-hmm. That would be possible to deal with the evaluation that's not available. So we need, and do we need to do that before the end of the year?
It's up to you. I mean, that's your call as a board.
My feeling is we probably should just drag on, but I'll get contact with him, get some dates from him as well. He just has a conflict on the 8th and the 9th, so.
Maybe the 15th.
We can tentatively, how does the 15th look?
The week.
We'll start with that date. Let's find out.
Well, I need to tell you that following week, I am tied up every night because I'm directing a choir and we're doing our musical.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got dress rehearsals every night.
Starting what night?
Which week? Starting that Monday.
Just check your emails. Just give me your blackout dates.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Starting the 13th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. I am all musically booked up.
Okay.
Maybe. Is that weird or what? Sorry about that.
Okay, we'll get, let's find out too, like when.
Oh, sure. It is the holiday.
I can go any. I mean, actually, you guys don't need me for that. Actually.
Yeah, you know.
I was going to say, we don't want you, do we?
Yeah. I don't need to be there.
No, that's really true.
So you guys can do whatever you want, but I won't be there.
Let's look at what we want.
Let's look at the 15th. Tenderly. And then I'll check it out.
Hasn't this in the past, where we get together and do an evaluation, and then the board president or officers just meets with Rocky and gives them all the bad news. Just, you know, you don't have to be there.
So much. Let me just say that.
Crying and everything.
You're 6 months behind then.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do last year.
We were busy.
I know. We're all
about the double slam.
All has changed also in the way we do it potentially if we accept
this.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't we have a band concert that week?
15th or 17th. It's 15th, 17th. No, that's November. Come on. That I don't know.
Junior high school? Looking into.
High school band.
That's next week. It's just going to be on the email. We'll just check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out. Okay, let's go on to personnel report.
Recommend all the names listed on personnel report.
Revised personnel report.
Additional things. Move approval.
Move
second. Oh, no. Brian said it.
Mr. Bittner.
Dr. Springer's got to get those kids his name.
I know. I've got to hurry up and get over there.
Please say aye.
I'll start the show.
Aye.
Karen.
Opposed? Hearing none. Accounts payable vouchers. A motion carried. Helen.
Fred, do you have any questions?
No. I think I'm okay. Other than $10,000 for mulch, seems like a lot of money for mulch.
Larry, would you like to tell them about
mulch? I'm reading.
This is mulch business.
That is a lot of mulch.
That's my yard. Brad, that's for two playgrounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not
for
the floor. All right. You're right. It's a
mulch.
It's specially designed for playgrounds.
Yes.
Fireproof.
It's mulch. It's crazy.
children pick it up.
And it's blown in.
If you're going to chew the mold.
Yeah, you're going to take it back to the nurse's office.
It's blown in.
Control this meeting.
All right, accounts payable vouchers. We have the, I'm sorry, we have a motion already.
No. Move approval.
Move approval by Ms. Rouse. Second.
Second.
Mr. Bittner, all of, we've had our discussion in advance. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Hearing none. Board superintendent report.
Did you want to suspend those?
What's that?
She's got a grandson.
Well, we can certainly.
Be excused.
Now she wants to wait.
To go.
Now she wants to wait.
Yeah.
The only one was I was talking
about. If I would have thought of it earlier.
I can go real quick if you want.
Give me a 1 minute discussion, please.
Okay, we have discussion on the 21st of October. We went through the energy conservation, behavior plans, reading plans, the faculty handbook, which was done and will be brought to formal discussion in November. Talked about the strategic plan. One note to that is I thought the discussion went really well. There were some concerns just about not becoming cookie cutter in the classroom and still being able to create and innovate, and I thought Rocky handled that very, very well. So I think it was well received. I think it'll be a really good discussion with the teaching staff. So I thought that went really well. Discussed the calendar, which is now done. Instructional design team and working on the evaluation instrument, and that will be brought to us November 10th for approval. And briefly discuss the Locker Junior High, Locker Bay, and the next discussion will be November the 18th. But I thought we got good response from the teachers again on just communication and Rocky's leadership, and I think that things are going really well. So.
Well, and part of that is Sally. Sally's doing the instructional design team and working through the process for the evaluation instrument.
And that was very positive. That was a very positive comment.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to, unless somebody else wants to speak from the audience, we're going to move on to our next meeting, December 8th, 6:30. Executive session will not happen that night.
Do you want a work session on the 8th to start?
We may. So, I mean, that's what we're thinking potentially, because we plan work session to begin that meeting. Let's go ahead and plan on that. Can I get a move for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Move by Mrs. Anderson, second by Mrs. Roush. In favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Close none. Let's sign away.
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Or you can come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to.